Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. More than 1 month ago today, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said this.
To avoid the loss of potentially tens of thousands of lives, we must enact an immediate stay-at-home order for the state of Illinois. So that is the action that I am announcing today. We have looked closely at the trajectory of this virus in countries like Italy and China. Left unchecked, cases in Illinois will rise rapidly. Hospital systems will be overwhelmed. Protective equipment will become scarce. And we will not have enough healthcare workers or hospital beds or ventilators for the overwhelming influx of sick patients.
As of this broadcast, Thursday morning, more than 1,500 people have died from COVID-19 in Illinois, where there have been more than 35,000 confirmed cases. But the governor says without his stay-at-home order, the situation could have been much worse. The Chicago Sun-Times is reporting this morning that during his daily press briefing today, later today, I should say, the governor plans to lay out how without these measures, the number of deaths in the state would have been 14 times worse. Grim economic numbers were also released this morning, though. More than 26 million people have signed up for unemployment in the last 5 weeks across the United States, a sharp uptick in April, undoing all of the job growth since the Great Recession. Republicans in the Illinois General Assembly say it's time to begin thinking about slowly reopening some sectors of the economy in the state, and they say they have a plan, which they presented during a Zoom news conference yesterday. To talk more about that, we're joined now by Illinois State Representative Toni McCombie from Savannah, her district's in the northwestern part of the state, and State Representative Mark Batnick from Plainfield also joins us. His district includes the collar counties outside of Chicago. Representative McCombie, Representative Batnick, thanks for joining us and welcome to the 21st.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So, Representative Batnick, I'd like to begin with you. When would you like to see things begin to open again?
Well, I think that I think we can actually get to a certain amount of opening now. The key word that we really want to push is the word rebalancing. So there's things we want to do that we believe will protect our citizens better while allowing things like state parks, businesses that have low density, maybe some small stores, small shops to decrease how many people are in their stores at the same time. We need to increase the use of face coverings when we're inside grocery stores, big boxes, and stores that we decide to open. But we do need to open up more parts of the economy really as soon as possible.
You know, what do you see when you go out for your essential runs now? Are people wearing masks in your part of the state? What does compliance with the recommendations look like?
So, well, I would say it's hit and miss. Some stores are really participating. We started a Let's Face It program to try to encourage stores to have all their employees wear masks. But I would say I've been to grocery stores where half the employees and hardly any of the customers are wearing masks, which if everybody's going to just one spot and nobody's wearing a mask, we're not doing as much as we can to slow the spread of the virus.
Yeah. Representative McCombie, I wonder, Republicans in Illinois, you're not advocating that all businesses open back up, obviously, as we've just heard, but what sort of businesses that so far at least have been categorized as non-essential, what sort of businesses would you like to see open first? What makes the list?
Well, I think the most important thing is to really look at the geographics and the population density. I think it may make sense for one business in one area, but it might not make sense for a business in another area. I don't think it's necessarily a blanket situation. And I also think we have to be aware of local control. And I think some essential business might be, or essential services may not be essential to some, but it might be to another. The most immediate thing I think about is a pedicure for a diabetic is certainly more essential than it is for, let's say, me, who's not diabetic. I think we have to try to figure out and have it make sense where we can. So I agree with Representative Batnick that it has to I think there's areas that we could do now, but I think everybody is also okay with the April 30th date that has been brought forth already. I hear a lot about more so in my area, in Northwest Illinois, about the ability for state parks to open, golf courses, and our garden, our small garden nurseries, those kind of facilities to be open is really what we're hearing immediately today. But also, I think everybody is okay for the most part with that April 30th date, but it's not going to be okay after April 30th.
What would you say to somebody if they're listening to this and they think a plant nursery or a garden center? Why is that a necessary business? As a, you know, it's not like a grocery store, right, where you have to have food to live or something like that.
Well, I think it's about access. It's about food access is a big piece of it. And it's a, for me, and here, for example, we have these small businesses that have these products, and you want to put in a garden or even plant flowers, and you can't go to the mom and pop shop, but you could go to the big box store at Lowe's. But then they're not following the DCO recommendations, but you can go next door to Walmart, who is following it. So it's real scattered and it's real picked. But for me, it's about access, and to determine who's deciding what's essential and who's not, I think, is a fine line. And I think, Mark, you have an addition to add to that. But to me, it's really about access.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we really need to start talking about is the fact that, look, when unemployment goes up, suicide rates go up, and those are lives too. There's also a mental health aspect, whether it be a state park or nursery. So if you can do something safe, we should be allowed to do things that are safe and make sense. My frustration last month has been, we've been sending everybody to just a couple of stores that are packed full of people without masks. I think we'd be in a face coverings, I should say. I think we'd be in a better position today if we were requiring face coverings in grocery stores and allowing those low density businesses to open safely.
Well, would that be, I mean, can you talk about that then? Would that be a requirement to reopen, that businesses would have to provide masks or have their employees wear masks and require them from consumers?
And we really got to get away from the word mask. The idea is face covering.
Sure.
And even a bandana over your face stops the spread of your germs to somebody else. So yeah, I think everybody in a grocery store should have to wear a face covering. Look, the first case in my district, the gentleman got it 5 days after what I call hoarding weekend. That first weekend when we started getting wind of everything going bad, everybody was at the grocery store. He went to 8 grocery stores trying to get food because we had this chaos going down. 5 days later, he gets sick. 5 days after that, he's in the hospital. Our actions almost, in a way, caused that to happen. We can be safe and pragmatic at the same time. And we have to look at the whole picture. There's a lot that goes into longevity of life than just coronavirus. You know, it's a bad idea to delay the colonoscopy that I have a referral for right now in my hand. It's a bad idea to delay a breast cancer screening. But those are the things that we are doing. Domestic violence calls are going up. We need to get the people spread out. I mean, obviously the warmer weather is going to help with that. But we need to get the people spread out, and we need to do it in a logical, safe way. And I believe we can be safer doing that than what we've been over the last month.
Well, I want to understand that. So, Representative, and I should add that you're listening to the 21st. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Representative Mark Batnick, who represents the sort of southwestern suburbs, Plainfield area of Illinois, as well as Representative Tony McCombie, who represents northwest Illinois from Savannah. So, Representative Batnick, your district includes, if I remember correctly, a little of Will and Kendall counties. In those two areas, there have been a combined 2,100 cases, at least. More than 105 people have died from the coronavirus. Do you worry that opening things too soon, even easing into it, that might, you know, make those, you know, continue to build up cases and deaths in your area?
Well, sure. But I would also say that doing what we're doing has been a problem. I think we're going to look back on this and say, I don't know why we didn't recover face coverings in grocery stores. Mm-hmm. Everybody was there. So I don't want to open everything up. It's going to be hard to figure out when we're going to open up a restaurant per se. But the idea that 3 people working in a furniture manufacturer that's a 5,000 square foot facility, if they're wearing something over their face, those people are probably safer than going to Walmart. We're allowing them to go to Walmart right now. And people have idle hands, and people are going to go. They're going to do things. And if we're only allowing them to go to a few places, and those places don't have the protections in place that they should have, things are actually going to get worse, not better. So I think it's rebalancing. We don't want to do anything too quickly, but I think you can thread the needle a little bit on actually increasing safety while also doing things to help get the economy back on, which also has effect of safety and longevity and effect on people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Representative McCombie, your district in the western part of the state borders Iowa. Iowa is one of a handful of states that has not had this stay-at-home order. Do you agree with the decision of the state government there?
Well, I just want to also add real quick to Representative Batnick too. And can you hear me okay first? Because I just added headphones. Okay.
No, that's fine.
So you can also add some recommendations for our seniors and for our most vulnerable that have conditions to shelter in for the first 14 days of that. So if we do open up, ease it open. So you can add that as a recommendation as well. As for Iowa, they don't have what it's called a shelter in, but everything's closed. So you can't get a pedicure, you can't get your hair done, they just don't have the title of a stay-at-home recommendation, but you can't do anything like Illinois. So they're getting scrutinized, but they really can't do anything that we can do here. So it's no different to speak of in Iowa than it is in Illinois.
Yeah, I could be mistaken. I thought I'd seen reports, at least maybe a little while ago, of Illinoisans sort of going across the border to go golfing or something like that in Iowa.
I think golfing is allowed in Iowa and Indiana.
Okay.
But there are other restrictions. It's not like it's a free for all.
Sure,
it's not
sure.
Like it's a free-for-all in Iowa.
Right, but I don't understand why golfing's not allowed in Illinois. So there's that.
Yeah. Well, so Governor Pritzker has said that we don't have the tests that we need to be able to open up the economy safely. In fact, here's what he had to say about that yesterday in his daily news conference.
The things that you need in order to open the economy are things that we don't quite yet have in place, nor does any state. Some states are reopening anyway. That's their choice. I think people might get sick.
So, Representative Batnick, when it comes to beginning to reopen some businesses here in Illinois that have so far been deemed non-essential, do you think we should have more testing and contact tracing before we do that? Is testing part of your plan to reopen?
Well, I mean, look, testing is a huge part of the program, but the question is posed as if it's a binary choice, and it's not. It's not an idea of the door is fully open and we're just going to go back to how things were, or we're fully closed. There's an in-between, and let's be clear, we're actually talking about increasing regulations. It's about a rebalance. So one of the things that we started is a Helping Hands program in our district back in the middle of March, telling people 60 plus, you need to stay at home and we'll have people go grocery shopping for you. We need to get more targeted, expand the programs for the vulnerable. We need to open the businesses that naturally socially distance. We need increased requirements for big boxes and grocery stores. So it's a rebalance. This isn't a full open of the door.
Yep, I agree.
And I want to ask both of you, and I guess I'll start with Representative McCombie. Rural counties obviously look a lot different than Chicago in terms of population density, but the virus has spread to nearly every county in the state. And I've heard the analogy that reopening some parts of the state and not others is sort of like dumping something into one part of a lake and expecting it to not eventually spread to another part of the lake. Or, you know, the maybe more crude analogy is what some kids do in swimming pools, right? It's going to spread around. I wonder, how do you feel about reopening on a geographic basis, some areas of the state, not others?
Well, no, I agree with it, but I think you still have to do it in a smart and safe way. I don't think you just completely open up everything just because Carroll County only has 16,000 people in it. I don't think you just open up all the bars and restaurants and, you know, everything just is open, because we still do have cases. It's still an issue for sure. And we're by hot spots. There's, you know, different areas very close to us within my district, Whiteside County and Rock Island County. We are getting cases at a delayed compared to, and Representative Batnick's area, a delayed timing than they are. So we have to be aware of that. But I think the biggest piece, and I talked about that as, and Mark talked about it too, is about the self-care and the preventative care, the things. We have no idea the public health crisis that we're going to be looking at if we don't take care of the issues that we have at hand for our own self-care, or the people that are not going to the hospital because mm-hmm. they may or may not have had a heart attack at home. This is going to really be a big issue, especially if we have a resurgence in the fall and hospitals have to go back down to a zero capacity again of having people come in and out of their doors. I mean, it's terrifying to think about it. So we have to take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's geographic. Yeah, certainly we might be able to open sure. up some more things, but we still have to do it very safely and with some mm-hmm. recommendations and guidelines.
All right. Tony McCombe represents the 71st District. Mark Batnick represents the 97th District, both Republican Illinois state representatives. Thanks for joining us today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
More to come after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. Whether you're just starting out or upgrading to your dream home, Busey can guide you every step of the way, because they know there's no place like home. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.